You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension comprised of knowledge, opinions, and entertainment. A journey on a virtual information highway into a wondrous land whose boundaries are more distant than the outer reaches of the Twitter sphere. Your next stop, The Trend Zone.
Hello and welcome to The Trend Zone. Dave here with Casey, and we are the football dudes. Are you ready, Casey?
I am ready, bro.
Next stop, The Trend Zone. In today's episode, we'll talk about the Joe Burrow debut, old faces in new places, and our Survivor picks, as well as our fantasy go-backs. But Casey, before we do all that, let's get to the tasty nug for the people.
Dave, was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
What? The Germans?
Oh,
Germans.
And where am I going with this, Dave? It is never over in the NFL. On week one, six teams came back to win after trailing in the fourth quarter. We're talking the Cards, the Bears, the Jags, the Las Vegas Raiders, your Los Angeles Chargers, and the Washington football team. Dave, these games came down to the wire, and that is why we love it. It is hype. It is never over.
Oh, man, that is the NFL for you, man. Definitely some exciting football in week one. No question about that, Casey. Speaking of exciting stuff, this isn't so exciting. We had a couple of injuries in the NFL, in particular, the Saints losing Michael Thomas, dude. Big time high ankle sprain. What a bummer there.
Yeah, they thought it wasn't going to be so bad initially, and it turned out it's going to put him out for a little while there. So Manny Sanders is the pickup there. Le'Veon Bell, he's got the little bum hamstring, even though he didn't have a bum hamstring. I guess he does now. But even more brutal than that, dude, Marlon Mack for the Colts, he's going to be out the rest of the year. Torn that Achilles. That's a bummer because he was looking sharp in that first game.
Yeah, big time bummer, dude. All right, up next, let's move it along. It's some quarterback action, some really exciting new action. It was Joe Burrow's debut, Casey. So, I mean, obviously the most impressive season in a single college football, you know, season of a quarterback ever from Joe Burrow, the overall number one pick, no brainer there. And he came out and he kind of, you know, he looked the part a little bit there, right?
Yeah, totally, man. He had that huge run for the touchdown that put the Bengals up early. Mm-hmm. You know, had some bad plays, of course, dude. You're a rookie. You're coming into the NFL. You got to get adjusted to that speed. But I think he did pretty good there. Drove the Bengals down. Looked like he was going to get that go-ahead touchdown and rip your heart right out of your chest there, Dave.
Yeah.
A.J. Green with the push-off. And then Bullock bangled the bungle kick. Oh, missed it. That would have sent that thing into overtime. Joe Burrow escapes with the loss, dude. So some good, a lot of good in that, and he's only going to get better from week to week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, there was a lot of pressure that he was under by that Chargers defense. He made a couple of mistakes there, without a doubt, and I think those ones are easily fixed. Okay, up next, Casey, Teddy Bridgewater in his debut in Carolina.
Yeah, you know, Teddy played pretty well there. Wasn't off the charts, but the whole new offense with Matt Rhule there, McCaffrey did his thing, and Teddy got the Panthers and got that lead late in the fourth quarter. But as we mentioned earlier, the Raiders came back and stole that thing in the fourth quarter. So pretty good for Teddy. It's not going to be any easier this week going down to face those Tom Brady's, man.
No doubt. A lot of turnover for that Panthers squad there, but it's going to take Rhule a little while to bring in kind of all the guys there. Up next, dude, Cam Newton for the Patriots, dude. Bill Belichick, Newton era is underway.
Yeah, it wasn't super sexy, but it was efficient. Did most of his damage on the ground, over 70 yards and two touchdowns. So they're going to have to expand that playbook, get more people involved. But, hey, he got the win there. So good for that new Patriots era with Cam running the show.
Yeah, definitely got to run the ball a little less since he's been – he is huge. He looks like Superman, but he gets banged up, man. So can't have him take too many hits. All right, Casey, up next, the much-anticipated debut of Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, dude. Wow.
Yeah, they came right down and scored on their opening drive, and we're like, well, this is going to look just like the Patriots, but it really didn't. Sloppy play out of Tom Brady there, a couple interceptions, including a pick six. That was his third game in a row with a pick six.
Yep.
Just the offense didn't look in sorts. And when you're playing against a team like the Saints, they put a lot of pressure on you. So I think all those things can get cleaned up. And I think he'll start getting that timing. It's the first week we had no preseason, dude. All the offseason crap doesn't work. You got to play football. So I think they're going to be okay. But lots to work on in Tampa Bay. And old man Rivers, Dave, he had the Colts primed for a victory and then the late interception.
Yeah, not, I mean, Brutes. Kind of the same old story with Rivers, unfortunately, you know. And Frank Reich over there thought he could sort of work that right out of him. And obviously the offensive line, you know, being excellent like it is over there. But that Jaguars defensive front was really aggressive, and they put a lot of pressure on Rivers. But guess what? He just can't afford to do that. He had him positioned to win the game late, Casey. But T.Y. dropped a couple of passes there, right there in the red zone, and they couldn't finish off the comeback.
That's right.
There. All right, Casey, moving along to the three strikes, our three strikes pool. It's a normal survivor pool, but we give ourselves a little extra something there. Thank goodness, too, because obviously it was a brutal week. And what did you have, Casey?
Well, luckily for me, I rolled with the most popular correct pick, and that was the Buffalo Bills beating those Jets. So, Dave, I survived.
Yes.
In all knockout pools.
And unfortunately, I'm out in the survivor single strike pool. In our three strike pool, I still got two left, of course, because it's not week three yet. But I had the most popular incorrect pick. I picked the Indianapolis Colts to beat the Jags. That was a mistake on my part, Casey.
Yeah, there was a lot of carnage in week one. But moving into week two, the most popular pick is the Niners at the Jets. Niners going to be salty coming off that loss to the Cards. And I might just roll with the pick whoever's playing the Jets deal this season.
That
you know?
Seemingly is a pretty good starting point. They threw a couple guys on IR today, Casey. So that's bad for the Jet fan. All right, Case, let's move along to this much-anticipated fantasy go-back start of the week. It is the section where we talk about our fantasy squads and we look back on our rosters and wonder if one of our bench players could have been inserted into the lineup. Would we go back and do that, Casey? What about you? Do you have any go-backs?
Cowboys clearly looked like they didn't have preseason. Came out the gate with only 83.34 points. You know, had I benched my first-round pick, Joe Mixon, and put in David Montgomery, I would have had 85 points. So I got my butt kicked. But it's a week-to-week league, Dave. You can't get too high, can't get too low. I'm just focusing. We're moving on to lightning strikes.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Casey. I unfortunately played the highest-scoring team of the league in week one last week. Although my team did put up some good points, I had Keenan Allen in there, just a 3.7. I could have put in Robbie Anderson. I'm going to have to think that one through this week. He had a 19.5. That would have gotten me second place in the score instead of third. However, I still would have come up short against the cephalopods there, Casey. Or is it they're the hypnotoads now, right?
Oh, hell, hypnotoads.
All right, but I've got redemption on my mind as my lightning strikes take on your foul boys next week. So that should be some good action, dude. All right.
I score a few more points.
You better score some more than that. All right, Casey, speaking of some good action, let's head into this weekend's games. These things look great again in week two, but we'll get it started here with a game near and dear to your heart, a game that has the Atlanta Falcons cruising to Dallas to play the Cowboys. Cowboys at home in this one, favored by 4.5. The over-under 52.5, Casey.
Yeah, a little disappointing in the outcome on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Had a chance to kick a field goal late to maybe tie that thing. McCarthy went for it. You know, it's a tough call. You can tie the game up there, so I like that. I also like the aggressiveness, kind of showing, hey, I believe in you guys. Go out there and get it done. But at that time, they'd already lost Jarwin, lost him for the year, so that was a bit of a bummer. And Dalton Schultz was in there. I don't think he cleared the route for CeeDee Lamb enough, and that Rams defender just came down and blew that play up. So I like the play call. They just didn't execute it. But overall, that line's got to get better. Dak was under pressure all night, played pretty well, over 260 yards, touchdown, no INTs, and had a couple of huge runs in that thing too. And then obviously late, the questionable offensive pass interference, wiped out a 50-yard play that had the boys in field goal range to tie that up or potentially take the lead. But, Dave, you leave the game up to a ref making a crappy call to lose it. That's what's going to happen. You got to have more points. But I feel like the team will start getting it going on offense. But on the defensive side, real quick, Dave, Alden Smith coming off the bench for 5 years really had a presence in this game. There wasn't a lot about the defense to like, but that was one of the things. I expect big things from him all season long, and it's got to get after Matty Ice in this game.
No doubt about that. And speaking of Matty Ice, he played exceptionally well in week one. Both these teams coming in here, starving for a victory, basically. But Matty Ice there throwing for 450 yards and 2 touchdowns in week one. So that was pretty spectacular. Todd Gurley, okay in his debut over there. Not bad, but Julio Jones continues to be spectacular. 9 catches, 157 yards. And Calvin Ridley also 9 receptions, 130 yards and 2 scores. So plenty of offense going on there. This defense had been banged up quite a bit last year. Just not able to get it done last week against the Seahawks and a Russell Wilson squad that just was lights out last week, man. All right.
Yeah, Russell Wilson does that to a lot of people.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Up next, Case, it is the Washington Redskins at the Arizona Cardinals.
What? Who?
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Uh-oh, I owe a dollar to the jar. The Washington football team, Washington FT at the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals favored by 6.5. The over-under 46.5, Casey.
Yeah, you know, the team getting a huge opening week against the Eagles. They were down in that thing 17-0 and fought their way back in and won. It was an impressive win. That defensive front looks like it is going to be the strength of this Washington team, man. There's a lot of big bodies up there,
yeah,
and they were impressive. So, they're the only team with a win right now in that division. I don't know if that's going to hold through this weekend, but hey, they got something to feel good about. The Ron Rivera era getting off with a great start for the football team.
And the Arizona Cardinals, dude, this is such an exciting squad right now with all the talent that they have, and it's just the air raid style offense. Kyler Murray, 230 yards and a score last week, plus 91 on the ground. So, I mean, wow, this guy can really get it done. And a rushing TD, too. But then there's, of course, the receiving group is spectacular. Obviously, the addition of Hopkins, enormous, as he had a career-high 14 catches for 151 yards, dude. Larry Fitzgerald still there, solid. It's just an exciting group. And on the other side of the football, they've got some real, talented defensive players, too. Some veteran dudes, obviously Patrick Peterson, Chandler Jones, dudes like that it's a strong unit. So Arizona's gonna be tough this year. That's gonna be one of those fun teams to watch every week. All right, Casey.
Yeah, they are so exciting, dude.
I'll go ahead and say up next, Casey, it's the Kansas City Chiefs favored against my Los Angeles Chargers. Chiefs on the road, -8.5 in this one, over under 47.5, Casey. Talk about those Chiefs.
Yeah, dude, opening night, they looked amazing coming off that Super Bowl. No hangover there. They were super impressive, man. Pat Mahomes, just a sick freak, dude, yeah, picking up right where he left off. But the rookie, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, had almost 140 yards. And this guy is explosive, man. Everybody's talked about all offseason how he was the perfect fit there.
He was.
And just so many so many weapons, dude, for the Chiefs there. It was actually Sammy Watkins leading the charge. He likes to come out and have a great week one and then kind of drops off. But Kelsey and Tyreek the Freak getting involved there too. So this game could have been a lot worse than it actually was. But the Chiefs coming off a mini bye, that might be bad news for your Chargers. But there is a good news there, that empty stadium not be filled with Chief fans. So the Chargers not going to have to audible up, but this is going to be a tough test for the Chargers early on.
Oh, no question about it, especially the way the Chargers performed in week one in Cincinnati. When you look at – I'll start with the positives, but you look at that defense. They had 3 sacks and 2 turnovers against the Bengals last week. They were terrible getting after the quarterback, at least getting sacks, interestingly enough, one of the worst teams in the league, and terrible creating turnovers last year. I think second to last or last in the league at that. So that's a really good sign, and they had strong pressure and were very good against the run last week as well. Okay, there goes the good stuff. Tyrod Taylor was, I don't know, man. I just, man, I expected more. I expected more creativity out of the offense. I mean, Tyrod was barely over 50%. It's 53%. Just seemed like he missed a lot of times. And Eckler, you know, they were able to stack the line, basically, so it was tough to run about, against these guys. Eckler did come away with 84 rushing yards. You know, that's a solid. And then the other solid is, of course, rookie running back Joshua Kelly really did emerge as some sort of a glimmer of hope there on the offensive side, 60 yards and a touchdown. Keenan Allen held to almost nothing last week. Hunter Henry with a big play along the way there in a decent game. And Mike Williams seemed to be targeted a lot but didn't really make a heck of an impact. They are going to have to do a way better job if they want to be in this football game. It's very fortunate there aren't fans there, Casey, for this Charger fan, because this Charger team, because they would be woefully outnumbered by the Chiefs in that beautiful new stadium of theirs. All right, Casey, up next, it is the Baltimore Ravens at the Houston Texans. Ravens on the road favored by 7. Not a surprise, I suppose. Over-under is 52.
Yeah, lots to like about this Ravens squad. They picked up right where they left off, too. Action Jackson hitting my guy Mark Andrews for a couple touchdowns in that demolition of the Brownies opening week. Mm-hmm. And he had almost 300 yards, 275 and 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Guess what, Dave? Passer rating in the opening game. That's 3 games in his career with at least 3 touchdown passes. Wow. And a career passer rating of 150 or higher. So he's the guy good. Coming out, he was a running back. No, dude. Yeah, he's a quarterback. Lots of weapons on that squad, too. And just overall, great team effort. And they were just smothering boys over there. So I think they are highly motivated with the way they whimpered out of the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. But they're catching, can you say desperate week two, Dave? But they're catching a desperate Texans team.
Yeah, I think you can, especially, I mean, the schedule makers certainly weren't very friendly to this Texans squad, opening up with the Chiefs and then following that up with the Ravens. I don't know if you could get a more brutal first two games. And, yeah, Deshaun Watson, you know, he had a decent game last week, 20 of 32, 253 in a score. But a lot of that came kind of after they were pretty much out of the football game. You know, they were trailing significantly when he really started getting it going. I don't know that defense was, you know, maybe letting up a little bit or just kind of, you know, keeping it, you know, making them more earn it or whatever, but I don't know. But not a very great performance by their offense there. They certainly couldn't slow the Chiefs down. So they're going to have a hard time stopping the Ravens. The real positive note, though, was everybody mocking the trade in the offseason, and still you just don't give up D-Hop like you did. But they did get David Johnson back, and that didn't seem like much. But he did have 109 yards and a touchdown. It looked like he was the right spot in that offense, really, there, that he really could fit and really kind of bring himself back to where he was. I believe it was 3 full seasons ago, Casey, when he had such a phenomenal season there. Duke Johnson in the mix there as well, but I do believe he came up injured. And then Will Fuller had a nice game last week, too, 8 catches, 112 yards. They're just going to need to do a lot to I mean, this seems like it's going to be a shootout, and I don't know if they have enough bullets in the gun. All right, Case, up next on Sunday.
All right, Dave, Sunday night football.
Okay, talk about it, man.
I got this one, Dave. It's a Super Bowl repeat. It's the New England Patriots at the Seattle Seahawks. Hawks are 4-point favorites at home, over under 45.
Yeah, man.
Talk about these Cam Newtons.
Oh, I tell you what, it's pretty exciting. You know, I think it's we were wondering, you know, what was this gonna look like with Cam, obviously, and the biggest indicator would be, you know, that Tebow led offense from the Broncos, because obviously McDaniels picked Tebow way too high, and by the time he was fired, they started actually using the offense that he had sort of created for Tebow and had some success with that. Well, Cam Newton is infinitely better, obviously, way more talented. And we were looking for a similar kind of a thing where they would utilize his whole skill set. And he did run the ball 15 times. So, I mean, no question about it. And it was very efficient through the air, 15 of 19. That's almost 79% passing. So a very efficient performance out of Cam Newton and obviously productive, keeping the defense at bay, moving the chains and stuff with his legs. So Sony Michel with a decent start to the season last week, 85 yards. And a TD. So obviously we never know what the running back wheel will bring when they spin it in New England before a game and see who gets to play. But we'll see. They are going to have to, you know, I don't know if Cam can hold up taking 15 hits a week.
Yeah, dude. Well, he is in Seattle, so maybe he'll be taking some hits up there in the Emerald City. But it is going to be weird not having the 12s there in the stadium, one of the biggest home field advantages in all of sports, and it's going to be weird seeing that thing empty. And it's going to be hard to find bad stuff to say about the Seahawks after that, you know, performance last week against the Falcons there, where Russell Wilson was 31 to 35 for 320 and four touchdowns, dude.
Yeah.
He was impressive. I guess the thing that I like about his performance is he was the leading rusher. He does like to scramble, but, dude, he led the team with 29 yards.
Wow.
Chris Carson did have a couple touchdowns in that thing, but they got to get more out of the run game. That's not going to be sustainable the whole season long. DK Metcalf is really coming along, giving them that nice 1-2 punch with Tyler Lockett and DK. Explosive weapons all over the place. And in the offseason, they traded for Jamal Adams. Some say they gave up too many, a couple first-round draft picks. But, Dave, where the Seahawks pick in the late 20s or maybe even the 30s, that's not too much to give away. Mm-hmm. He was everywhere on Sunday, having 12 tackles, a sack, and two tackles for losses. He is the missing link, I believe, to get that defense playing to the level that they need to help support Russ on the other side. This is going to be a really fun game, and you know that the Hawks have not forgotten about that Super Bowl. Just give it to Beast Mode, dude.
Ooh.
They should have given it to Beast Mode.
What could go wrong? all right, Case, up next is the Monday Night Football game. This one's a good one. It's the New Orleans Saints at the Las Vegas Raiders. Saints on the road are favored by 5.5, and the over-under is 50. This is, of course, the debut of the glitzy new stadium for the Raiders, Casey, in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and it's going to be a tough place for if they want to get their first home win, because Drew Brees and these Saints, they looked pretty awesome last week.
Yeah.
And really, dude, if you take these brutal playoff losses that they've had the last couple years, they could be stacking a couple Super Bowls here. You know, just the Minneapolis miracle, the pass interference against the Rams that wasn't called, and the brutality how they lost last season. So this is a team you got to wonder how much they have left in the tank after all that. Drew Brees isn't up there, but a pretty decent game last week. Couple touchdowns against the Bucks, no interceptions. When he keeps it clean, they got a pretty good chance of winning. Alvin Kamara, dude, this guy is super exciting. He had a couple touchdowns. Latavius Murray is a nice spell off there, kind of more the between the tackles guy. Michael Thomas was all world last year. He's not going to be in this thing. They're going to have to get production from Emmanuel Sanders. That's why they brought him over there. He had a touchdown last week. He was great in that Niners offense when he got traded last year, so hopefully he's almost a number one in most offenses. I like him. And Jared Cook last week had 5 receptions and 80 yards. Once Drew Brees came back from injury last season, he and Cook really started to get it together. So those two guys, look for them to be highly involved. And then the defense is a little bit better than most would give them credit for. Took the ball away 3 times last week. They added Janoris Jenkins. He's solid in that backfield there. But up front, dude, Cameron Jordan is the heartbeat of that squad. They go as he goes. He's going to have his handle. This is going to be a fun game to watch.
No doubt about it, dude. Let's talk about these Raiders. You know how much I love the greatness of the Raiders, Casey. But I got to give them a lot of props.
That is the Raiders, Dave.
I could run off the Super Bowls if I had to, Casey. But let's start with Derek Carr. And first of all, they had a really good performance last week. I thought they were very strong. They had the lead late. They gave it up, and then they rallied, and they got the victory. That was on the road in Carolina. Very impressive performance by the Raiders as a group coming together like that. Derek Carr, very sharp in this game, and sharp in the game-winning drive, too. Over 73%, and just a real strong Derek Carr performance. This is the kind of, if we can get this consistency out of Carr, nobody will be questioning if he's one of the elite quarterbacks in this league. And then at the wide receiver position, you had Nelson Aguilar grab a touchdown pass, and the debut of Henry Ruggs, the speedster. He had 55 yards. But it looked like he had a couple of drops, Casey, and it could have been a lot more. And, man, he looks so quick in and out of breaks, man. I think he was just too hyped up. And then you got Darren Waller, the big-time story out of nowhere last year. He had 6 grabs, too. And that guy at tight end continues to be a threat. But the real kind of like heart and soul of this Raiders offense is Josh Jacobs running the football. He was a beast last week, 139 yards and 3 touchdowns. That dude is a physical runner, runs bigger than he is, really. I don't know how big he is, but it just seems like, man, he is a pounding back. And on the defensive side, we'll see. This Raiders team is going to have their hands full this week containing Drew Brees and that offense. But it is going to be a heck of a game. It would be amazing if that Las Vegas stadium was loaded with Raider fans, but it will have to wait, I guess, right?
Yeah, totally, dude. That would be so cool to see this game with all the people lathered up, spending a weekend in Vegas. We'll just have to, it's TBD until this COVID is over. Dave, I know it's week 2 already, but I hate to say it.
What?
This thing is slipping away.
All right, man. All right. We are looking forward to week 2 as the season slips away, and it is going to be a lot of fun. Check it out, folks. So many ways you can check out the Football Dudes. Get a subscription on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever the heck you get your podcasts. Go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like us on Instagram and Facebook, and please do follow us on Twitter at FootballDudesLA. We're also all the time available at footballdudes.com, where our Twitter gallery is very rad. All right, Case. For Case, I am Dave, and that is going to do it for this episode of The Friend Zone. We are out of here.